Time now for your letters. Regarding the interview with Washington Post reporter Dana Milbank about Richard Clark's testimony before the 9/11 Commission, Masako White of Brea, California wrote, Dana Milbank said that ultimately there was no difference between the Bush and Clinton administration's handling of terrorism. Mr. Milbank and many others are missing one of the most important contributions of President Clinton, his focus and tireless effort to bring Israel and the Palestinians together. Many forget that during that time, the Intifada had ceased. Instead of inflaming the situation, President Clinton actively sought to find a solution and gave hope to many. Our story on the anniversary of Three Mile Island prompted this letter from Gregory M. Dickinson of Bremerton, Washington. It was said that no nuclear reactors had been built since Three Mile Island. Actually, several nuclear reactors have been built since then. The United States Navy has built, operated, and decommissioned many nuclear reactors in the past few years. It is not well known that there are portable nuclear reactors all over the country, including at the Naval Weapons Station in Charleston, South Carolina, and at the naval base in Hawaii. The American public rarely thinks about the naval nuclear power program and its success of 40 years of incident-free, portable nuclear power. And our segment on Tangle Eye and their CD, Alan Lomax's Southern Journey Revisited, brought in a number of letters, including this one from Don Spence of Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania. I'd have to say that the Tangle Eye take on the field recordings of Alan Lomax was interesting, but ultimately a project that I wish hadn't happened. What Alan Lomax recorded was what the singing of the people was, and adding layers of instrumentation to them may make them more accessible to people who won't care much about their work anyway, but the loss of the beauty of simplicity overwhelms any minor improvement in accessibility. Another job completed that didn't need to be started. You can write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's wesun@npr.org. Please give us guidance in the pronunciation of your name and let us know the name of the city or town where you live.
I'ma keep on a-talkin', I ain't gonna sing no more. When this is over, boys, I'm gonna let it go.